You might remember, if you were listening on Friday, you'll have heard us talk about these outdoor gyms that are planned for Belfast. 8 of them around the city. The cost to you, £160,000. And there was a whole ding-dong in Nolan on Friday about the weather, the climate that we have. Councillor Jim Rogers was saying this was a fantastic thing. He wanted me to get involved. Imagine me in the pouring rain. Imagine me in the freezing cold out in one of these cross trainers or something. John Stevenson, morning to you, John.
Ah, good morning. How are you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing all right. You contacted us. You think this will work then?
Believe it or not, Stephen, I'm actually in storming at a minute. I've just finished a wee 10, 15 minute exercise on them. I've had it here for about 5 or 6 weeks. It's actually excellent. And the weather's not.
Are these things in storming already?
Aye. About 5, 6 weeks ago they opened up.
Outside in storming?
Aye, just as you come in the main gate, down at the.
What?
Down at the Enar Road. On the left hand side, I'm actually.
You're winding me up.
No, it's actually fantastic, mate. You want to get yourself out here.
So, hold on a minute. So, Stormont has been one of the first places to get this outdoor gym equipment.
Aye, but I'll tell
who's
you.
Who's that for? The politicians or the public?
Well, you've not seen many of them down here.
I think
they're too nice and cosy up there in a nice building.
There's a few of them with pot bellies.
Aye, just a bit, mate. Just a bit like myself, I must be honest.
So, what type of equipment is up there?
Oh, they've got cross trainers, they've got. Pedal bikes, gear skiers, hip thrusters. I've got actually about 10 different types that you can do. Excellent. I've even it's all fenced off, so you can have a. What I normally do is have a walk with the dogs, and then kind of secure them up, and then go and do a wee 10, 15 minutes.
So you can actually get, because I've never seen them before. You can actually get an electronic exercise bike that will work outside. That's waterproof, can you?
No, they're not an electronic or electrical, Stephen. It's all manual, which is even better, you know. But the cross trainers, I've got single cross trainers and double cross trainers.
In Stormont?
Aye, I'm actually in at the minute. I've got. I don't know how to pronounce it. Tai Chi spinners.
I must come up in my shorts when I'm up delivering my Christmas cards and my dodgy broken alarm clocks.
Well, you,
the politicians.
You let me know, Stephen. I'll put my shorts on, and I'll make sure the Rovdale's going to be here. If you and Eisenberg shorts.
What do you all think of this morning? 08459 555 678. £160,000. Is it money well spent? 08459 555 678. What do you think, John? Money well spent or not?
Definitely, definitely. I was paying £70 a month to go to a gym, and this I can get it for free charge, and I can also have a bit of walk with the dogs and I'm out in the fresh air.
What about the weather? You get frostbite in your backside. If you...
Well, to be honest with you, if it's a wee bit damp as it is this morning, nowadays you can wear a light waterproof jogging top and bottom, and then, well, you want to get up a wee sweat anyway, don't you? So that helps you as well. So
I'm just imagining training outside in one of these machines and a bucketing down with rain, everybody watching you. You're getting soaked, even worse than the rain. I don't mind the rain, the cold. I'd bring a heater. I'd be putting a heater beside it.
Well, Stephen, I can assure you, every one of these exercises, see, once you've done for me anyway, probably you, 30 seconds on them, you're no cold. You're very warm indeed. The old blood well circulated. And they're all done in such a way that they appear to be totally vandal-proof. Excellent finishes, to be quite honest. It's brilliant. When I first seen it, I was like yourself. I said to one of the chaps that was building it, I said, God, that's going to be a waste of money.
Let me bring in Kevin this morning. Morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, it's basically just at Delamont Country Park there near Killyleagh.
Yeah.
To have this type of equipment outside. And I would go quite often with my children that, and there doesn't appear to be anybody using it.
Is it vandal-proof, this gear?
It is, yeah. Well, it appears so, but...
And what's down in Delamont? What kind of gear?
Well, you would have like a bicycle. You would have like a running sort of machine.
Oh, for dear sake.
Where you would stand on.
All I do in the park is sleep and eat ice cream.
Yeah.
That's it. Kind of thing to do. Let me know actually what you think of this, whether it's worth it £160,000 of a spend in Belfast. 08459.